You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
There was this very bizarre admission from the Pentagon this week of an accounting error that suggested that the U.S. has at least $3 billion that it didn't know it had.
What's this in my pocket?
That it can use for Ukraine aid.
The United States plans to contribute another $250 million to the pandemic fund at the World Bank.
How'd you get all that money?
Shush up, okay?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We expect somewhat higher inflation over the next several months for a variety of essentially technical reasons. But that's a transitory thing.
We take pride in the credibility of the forecasts that we make.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. It was a busy night for the local constabulary down on Cape Cod and this morning. I'm reading now from the Hyannis News. Yarmouth police responded to a crash Sunday night that resulted in the arrest of a Hyannis man. When officers arrived on the scene, they found a car that had driven through a fence and into a Camp Street residence. A man walking around the yard was identified as 40-year-old Ivanildo Ventura, the driver of the car. He was uninjured, and after field sobriety tests, he was arrested for operating under the influence of alcohol, negligent operation of a vehicle, unlicensed operation of a vehicle, and marked lane violations. The driver, that would be Ivanildo Ventura, remained on the scene after he wrecked his car and was apparently able to communicate with police through an interpreter via cell phone. I wonder how he works for a living if he can't speak English. Perhaps, do you think he perhaps doesn't work for a living? He was transported to Yarmouth Police Headquarters, where a state trooper from the South Yarmouth State Police Barracks responded to assist with translation during the booking process, according to radio transmission. Now, that was around 9:20 last night. And about less than 5 hours later, there was more trouble. A Barnstable police sergeant says he was forced off the road by a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction around 2 a.m. this morning. This this guy was also charged with operating under the influence, and he was said to be unlicensed in Massachusetts. And the Barnstable police sergeant had to take quick action to avoid being struck head-on by the other vehicle crossing over into his lane. Apparently, this guy lacked the enzyme to metabolize alcohol, allegedly. The front right tire of the police cruiser got a flat when it went over the curb. Despite the flat tire, the sergeant was able to turn around, get behind the other vehicle, and conduct a traffic stop at Bears Way. That's Bears Way, I guess. Bears's Way, B-E-A-R, not B-E-E-R. Bears's Way, near the intersection with Bumpus Road. Upon speaking with the driver, one of the first things that concerned the police sergeant was that the other driver, the unlicensed driver who was allegedly drunk, his pants were allegedly undone. The officer can be heard asking the male driver why his pants were undone and why he had Vaseline on the floor in front of the driver's seat. Unlicensed.
Giggity, 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 goo.
Two unlicensed down on Cape Cod in the space of 5 hours, late last night, early this morning. Celebrate diversity. Again, they're only coming to this country to drink the Bud Lights that Americans can no longer be bothered drinking. 844-500-4242. In related developments, Illinois has instituted a program recently to pay medical expenses for illegal aliens. They had said, I mean, how insane was the legislature in Springfield, Illinois? They anticipated that the program was going to cost $2 to $4 million. Would you care to guess how much the prices tag has come in on now in the first few months? $1.1 billion.
Oh, wow.
They were only off by 27,500%.
Who'd they get their original estimate from? Joe Biden?
As powerlineblog.com notes, now the already bankrupt state of Illinois is extending its legislative session to find more money for illegal aliens. And amazingly enough, no one seems to find that surprising. Again, we go over it. We've said it a million times. I'm not the author of this expression, but it's so true. Whatever you subsidize, you will get more of. So we're subsidizing illegal aliens who don't work and get drunk. And guess what? We're getting more illegal aliens who don't work, get drunk, and then demand to be taken care of in every way. What, more illegal aliens in the news? The suspect who was accused of raping a 15-year-old girl and a woman on a Maryland hiking trail is in the U.S. illegally, according to officials. It's from the New York Post. Jose Roberto Hernandez Espinal, 20, was arrested for allegedly raping a woman and stealing jewelry at Burnt Mills East Special Park in Silver Spring on Tuesday.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Silver Spring, isn't that where Ed Markey, Mr. Frosty lives? I think it is.
I got two last names. What do you want me to do?
Learn how to speak English. Not you, Joe Pesci. You know how to speak English. I'm talking about Hernandez Espinal. Officials told Fox 5 DC that Hernandez Espinal is also suspected of raping a 15-year-old girl on the same trail last week. An ICE spokesman said Hernandez Espinal is originally from El Salvador and illegally immigrated to the United States. He illegally immigrated. According to Montgomery County Police Department, the illegal alien approached the adult victim and her friend on the trail on Tuesday afternoon. He then threatened them with a machete and asked for their phones. Machete. I'm so old, I can remember when machete crimes were exceedingly rare in the first world country that the United States of America then was. The suspect, the illegal alien from El Salvador, is also accused of stealing a woman's jewelry before fleeing the scene. The rape victim is recovering at a hospital. The rape of the 15-year-old girl by the illegal alien happened a few days before the Tuesday incident, but the police did not release details about that crime. 844-500-4242. This was when I first knew that Rachel Rollins, I should have known that Rachel Rollins was on the way out. This came out, last Monday from the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Massachusetts, Boston. Guatemalan man sentenced for illegal reentry. I was so surprised to see Guatemalan man.
Andrew Lelling back in the office?
That's what I'm getting at. It's like they've returned to sanity at the U.S. Attorney's Office. A Guatemalan man residing in Framingham, usually they call him a Framingham man. A Guatemalan man residing in Framingham has been sentenced in federal court for illegally reentering the United States after deportation. See, like a week ago, they had a Dominican who was also convicted of illegal reentry, and they called him a Chelsea man. Carmen Jimenez Cruz, 42, was in.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Jimenez-Cruz was encountered by federal immigration authorities after he illegally crossed the Mexican border into Texas. He was removed from the U.S. in June 2013. After his removal, he reentered the United States and was again encountered by federal immigration authorities in Texas. He was removed again. He reentered the United States again. In April 2019, federal immigration authorities located Jimenez-Cruz at the Middlesex County House of Correction, where he was being held on unrelated state charges. He was convicted of strangulation slash suffocation and assault and battery on a family household member and sentenced to an 11-month split sentence, followed by probation. Upon completion of his sentence, Jimenez-Cruz was released from state prison. He was later located after being identified as a passenger during a motor vehicle stop in Framingham. Gee, I wonder what they were stopping them for. I'm sure it was something very racist. It was a driving while brown stop. 844-500-4242-917 says, in Illinois, those are some Big Dig style miscalculations. Those are bigger than Big Dig style miscalculations. 844-5-
This tunnel will be a bargain.
844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Howie Carr.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
There it is. I know. I thought it might have been All You Can Dream. I was listening to it this weekend on my Raycon wireless earbuds from Little Feet. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is do you support work requirements for welfare recipients?
Yes, I do.
97% say yes.
And so does Joe Biden, back in 1996, anyway. Now he thinks it's the worst thing that ever happened to Democrat voters, none of whom work for a living, of course. 844-500-4242. You want some more? I don't know if this guy's an illegal alien or not. Midland County Sheriff David Kreiner says that the bond for the man arrested in the murder of 20-year-old Madeline Molina Pantoja is $3 million. The man arrested, Mario Juan Chacon Jr.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
He has a neck tattoo. Nothing. Nothing says assimilation like a neck tattoo. Wherever you were born, has Mario Juan Cachon Jr.'s mother been reached for comment?
See,
he's a good boy, a very good boy.
Oddly, that was the same thing that all of the mothers said. Trying not to let this one destroy your faith in the clemency program of former President Barry Hussein Obama. A former crack cocaine dealer whose sentence was commuted by former President Barack Obama is back behind bars for allegedly shooting a car passenger on an Illinois highway, police said. Alton Mills, 54, was granted clemency 8 years ago, booked on 3 attempted murder charges over the shooting that left a victim critically injured, the Illinois State Police announced. Mills was inside a car accused of firing multiple shots at another vehicle on an I-57 ramp Sunday in Posen, a village roughly 30 miles south of Chicago. Mills' case as a nonviolent offender was highlighted by multiple politicians in the years leading up to his arrest. A lot of these people who were allegedly nonviolent offenders that Obama pardoned, it turns out, if you did any research into the cases, they were originally charged with selling crack cocaine or heroin with a firearm. And, you know, you get a weapons charge on top of a drug crime under federal laws. I think if it's an automatic or semi-automatic weapon, you get 30 years on and after. So that's plea bargained down in return for a guilty plea. And that's how a lot of them ended up with these quote-unquote nonviolent drug convictions. The year he got his sentence commuted, Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian from Massachusetts, called Mills a victim of a justice system skewed in favor of the wealthy elite. "It's not justice," she said, "when someone who needs help can go away for life for selling crack on the street, but a bank executive who launders millions of dollars for drug cartels can pay a fine and sleep in his own bed at night. There is one set of laws on the books, but two legal systems." Yeah, there are two legal systems. There's the person who commits a racial fraud, claims to be a member of a protected class when she's not, and then gets not one but two tenured positions teaching law at Ivy League law schools. She's not punished in the least. So, you know, there are two systems of justice. And this is the same fake Indian who is now saying that it is despicable to make welfare recipients work for their handouts. 844-500-4242. Philadelphia Democrats reject progressives, choose anti-crime moderate as next mayor. I'm sure she's not really a moderate, but she's probably less bad than the other candidate, Sherelle Parker. She defeated the progressive darling Helen Jim, was backed by Senator Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the new Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson. Helen Jim placed an embarrassing third in the primary. Ryan Boyer, leader of Philadelphia's Building and Constructions Trades Council, told Politico that at least Cheryl Parker grew up in the neighborhood. He said, trades union guy said, "Look who she's running against. You have all wealthy people that lived in privileged neighborhoods their whole life that haven't lived in high crime areas." I mean, this isn't a nationwide trend, considering that Brandon Johnson was elected mayor in Chicago, and the more conservative moderate candidate, I think his name was Caruso, was defeated in L.A. But you know, that we'll take him. And you know, as bad as he is, Eric Adams in New York was better than the other candidates for mayor. 508 says, "Nothing says valedictorian like a neck tattoo." Is 339, "Is Mario's neck tattoo MS-13? No, it looks like it's some kind of the Virgin of Guadalupe or something, although I don't want to offend the Virgin of Guadalupe. It looks like it's some kind of religious, because he's obviously a very devout religious person, considering he's charged with murdering a 20-year-old girl. 844-500-4242. We come back, I want to talk about cord cutting. It's a really interesting story in the Wall Street Journal about Disney, ABC, and ESPN. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, I know a lot of people are cutting the cord and getting rid of cable TV, and it's on the mailroom manager's bucket list, because we're not watching it anymore. I haven't watched TV at all since I got back to Massachusetts. I need it in Florida because it's part of the package to get the Wi-Fi. But I don't need it in Wellesley where I live, so we're just going to get rid of it. And apparently, it is the number of people cost cutting is just skyrocketing here. And there's a story in the Wall Street Journal about the Disney. You know, they've relied always on, to a large degree, on ABC, the broadcast network, and ESPN. But now the revenue is plummeting because so many people are checking out. Analysts in New York recently reported an annual rate of cord cutting of 6.9% in the first quarter of 2023, the steepest decline on record. More than 2 million households canceled their traditional TV plans or those that are delivered via cable, satellite, or a telecom service in the quarter. 2 million in 3 months checked out of cable TV. Sports ratings are holding pretty well, but you're seeing an acceleration in cord cutting, and that's why linear TV profits are in free fall, said one of the analysts. For Disney, it's all about self-help on the cost side. So what linear TV, what they call linear TV, makes, that's TV that makes money from ad sales revenues and cable subscription fees paid to networks such as ESPN, the Disney Channel, and Freeform, whatever Freeform is. In Disney's most recent financial quarter, operating income from linear TV segment, again, that's network and cable, fell by 35%. Its sharpest year-over-year decline in at least 3 years. I'm going to guess it was forever. The rapid deterioration of the linear TV business, again, call it cable and broadcast TV, points to a more fundamental change in the kind of business Disney is in. So they're saying that Disney is having to, you know, Disney's doing okay on theme parks, although I'm not sure. They just had to shut down that white elephant that they built, the Star Wars theme hotel, which was a huge money loser. But they're doing pretty well on the theme parks, and they're trying to cut the losses on the streaming, because the streaming is the only way to go. This is analyst Michael Nathanson. We used to joke 10 years ago that the company could be called ESPN instead of Disney. That's how good the sports broadcasting business was. Now sports broadcasting isn't what it used to be, plus the rights are really high. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Evan Shapiro, a former TV producer and executive who now teaches media management at New York University, said, "Cable is dead. Let's all be honest." Shapiro said large media companies need to lessen their dependence on the profits generated by linear, again, broadcast and cable TV, given how quickly cord cutters are unsubscribing from cable TV packages. Bob Iger, he just took over. He's a big Biden guy. He just took over the company again after retiring. He said last year, before retaking the helm at Disney, that traditional TV, quote, is marching to a distinct precipice, and it's going to be pushed off. It's going to be pushed off. So I want to know if you've cut the cord or if you're thinking of cutting the cord. I really do think it's picking up steam. I'm not even going to ask Taylor, because I don't think, Taylor, you never had cable, did you?
We had cable, but we got rid of that and went to YouTube TV, which is basically the same. You're still getting all the cable channels and everything.
But it's a lot cheaper, though, right?
It's comparable. But it's a little cheaper. The price has been creeping up. The quality is not where it should be still.
Yeah.
And the programming, it's still very vanilla or less than vanilla. So I really would like to get rid of YouTube TV as well, but my wife likes watching HGTV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I watched Fox till Tucker was off, and then that was the end of that. And football season doesn't start till Labor Day, so I don't really care. And I don't care much about
college. Really only a couple channels I care about, and one of them is Turner Classic Movies.
That's, really?
Yeah.
But can't you just get a lot of free movies on YouTube? I mean, I can see a lot of film noir movies that I like to see. I mean, granted, they're B movies, but
yeah.
They kill an hour or two.
Yeah, but you know, you like to see some actual classics, not just B-movies.
Boston Blackie.
Right.
I'm happy with Boston Blackie. 844-500-4242. 843, think 40 years ago, three networks got you maybe 90% of the American people. How many places do you have to advertise now to reach that same 90%? Yeah, I agree. It's really a total sea change. We talk about that. That's why I ask the Brady Bunch people when they come in here. I said, you know, you were canceled with how many people? Watching 27, 30 million people. And that was with a population maybe 60, 70, less than 70% of what it is now. And now if you get a 3-4 million people watching, like Tucker Carlson did, it was the number one cable show on the networks. And the broadcast networks don't get that many more. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, years ago, when I was getting divorced, my ex-wife moved out, my daughter was gone. I'm not a big TV guy. I listen to the radio, and then I listen to music. So that was the first, to cut down costs. First thing I got rid of, yeah, take it and pound sand, keep it. I dumped it first thing I did.
Yeah. You regret it at all?
At all.
No. No. I don't know anybody. I've never heard anybody say, I'm really sorry I got rid of cable TV. I'm really sorry I'm saving $100, $150 a month watching those crappy stations. You know, that's 57 channels and there's nothing on. I think that was Bruce Springsteen, one of the few cogent thoughts he ever had in his music. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie. I cut the cord a few years ago, no regrets at all. And I just went and got a regular old style antenna from Home Depot. And I had a satellite dish that was no longer any use to me on the roof. So I just bolted the antenna to the satellite mast. I get all the broadcast stations in HD and I've got a Roku. And we love all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's no need for it, really. And thanks for the call, Mike. 844-500-4242. 508 says YouTube TV has increased in pricing, but what's great is you can pause for stretches and not get charged. I paused it after Tucker got fired and will stay paused until the NFL starts. Is that true? Is that true, Taylor?
Never looked into it, but I guess.
That's good. I mean, that's what I would like to do. I would just, because to say that I'm not uninterested in the Boston Red Sox would be putting it mildly, And I mean, I just see how the Celtics are doing, but I don't really care, I just watch to see if they've been eliminated yet. 781, how do you get Patriots games without cable? Ask the audience for suggestions.
Digital antennas.
Digital antennas?
Yeah. You just hook it up to your TV, like the old aerial antennas, but it receives digital signal rather than analog.
Okay, so
you get all the local stations.
So how much does that cost?
Oh, good one, $100.
Yeah, so there you're all set. Because most, well, I guess maybe a Monday night or a Thursday night game or a Monday night game, you wouldn't be able to get the Patriots. But the basic cable system that I have in Florida during the NFL season. I mean, it doesn't include the NFL package. So unless the game is, it's a special game and it's like a Miami game and it's on the local station, I don't get that. I don't get the Thursday night game. But I mean, how many games do you really need? At least that's the way I feel. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I couldn't name you a single show on any networks anymore. I mean, I guess I could, 60 Minutes, which is like a leftover, or The Simpsons is a left, but I mean a new show in like the last 20, 25 years, I couldn't do it. I don't think anybody could. We used to have Monday nights.
Sure you could. They're all reboots of old shows like Hawaii Five-0.
Well, is Hawaii Five-0 still on?
Magnum P.I. They're brand new versions of the shows, yeah.
Oh, I thought that they'd been on for a little while and then they'd gone off again. They're back?
I mean, they were on back in the 70s and 80s.
Right,
and then
no,
they
I
died,
know that.
And then they brought them back.
But what I'm saying is, are they still alive today?
The rebooted versions?
Yeah. Okay. So you know this, so you still know
some
of these songs.
Yeah, I see advertisements for them. I don't watch them.
Okay. I always, you know, during the football season when they promote these shows that are on, I always go, wow, I'm not missing anything. It always just confirms my suspicions that TV is really crappy. Gil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gil.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Listen, you're talking about TV stations and how to get all these programming.
Yes.
Well, I got a program I don't know what you want to call it, but anyway, I got that can get you to get any game, any show you want to watch, and it's a like black market.
Is that one of those sticks? If they call it a stick, don't they?
Yeah. Can I give you the name of the?
No, don't give me that, Gil. I appreciate you calling, but don't give it to me. I don't want to get jammed up here. 844-500-4242. 781. How do I get internet Wi-Fi access without cable? Yeah, well, see, that's one of my questions. I can't do it in Florida because I live in a condo, and the cable service comes with the condo. They negotiated a deal with the whole building. It's like 100 plus units, so that's the way. I can't do it, so I'm stuck. How do I get internet? Yeah, how do I get internet without cable? That's the question. Let's see. Kathy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kathy.
Oh, I wish I could cut the cord, but I take care of my mom, Howie, and she still needs it because she can't operate the Fire Stick with that, you know, that Amazon gives you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of like a babysitter for her. But like you said, I don't watch anything. I can't. It's woke. It's dribble. I got rid of Netflix. I couldn't take that anymore. So if I want to catch something, I kind of go to YouTube and pull up an old movie or something. Or, you know, occasionally I look at Mary Tyler Moore if it's on MeTV.
Yeah.
But it's just Fox since Tucker left. I watched The Five, maybe Greg Gutfeld. But honestly, it's just repetitive. It's dribble. And it's just, again, everything tilts. I'm a centrist. It tilts so hard left. It's repelling.
Yeah, it does. Even the commercials, Kathy, tilt hard left. I mean, that's what happened to Bud Light. I mean, it was just like Bud Light. There was an explosion of disgust about what was going on, and it just came out and it killed Bud Light. It could have killed any of these companies, though. And there's a bunch of them that are using these kinds of ad campaigns, and it just happened to catch Transheiser-Busch. Thanks for the call, Kathy. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. In a world that's constantly changing.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
He's a rock on talk radio. I guess a talking rock. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. Howie Carr is back.
These people watching, I can only tell you that it has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. And I hope when I find something that I want to do and I think you will like and come back, that you'll be as gracious inviting me into your home as you have been. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
That was 31 years ago tonight. Johnny Carson's last night on The Tonight Show. 1992. I remember that night. Bette Midler was on, right? I believe, yeah.
Well, he didn't have any guests that night. The night before, his second to last show, he had Bette Midler and Robin Williams.
Oh, okay. Wow. I must say I didn't watch Jay Leno very much. But I watched him more than I've watched any of the others that have come after them. 844-500-4242. We're talking about it. It's pretty interesting story in the Wall Street Journal about how the cord cutting is accelerating rapidly, and people are just flat out saying, analysts are saying, I guess even Bob Iger is saying the end is coming soon for broadcast and cable TV. 844, that's why they're all going to streaming. Douglas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Douglas. You there, Douglas? Nope.
Hey, Howie.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say that, you know, with all the costs involved with, you know, cable TV, it's just ridiculous. You know, I'm looking at my bill, and it's like a regulatory cost recovery fee, a universal yeah. service fund fee, and it's like $25 just in fees, not, you know, not counting anything for the actual subscription, which you're paying for. So I am cutting the cord, and I'm actually going to try Starlink for my internet service,
yeah.
which is, you know, the SpaceX.
There's people are just texting me all kinds of ideas here. There's so many ways to go. I mean, you know, if you put your mind to it, or you got a younger relatives, that's going to be my out. I think eventually is or very soon. Someone says they get the all the NFL Bruins Celtics games on Reddit. And actually, I had I used to get Reddit. One of my daughter's boyfriends set me up with Reddit for 1 year, but then she broke up with him, and so I haven't had Reddit for a while. Thanks for the call, Douglas. 774, you can watch major classic motion pictures for free online at ok.ru. It's a Russian website with no commercials. There's almost nothing you won't find there. All you have to do is register. No one has come knocking to my door. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, thanks so much for having me on.
Sure.
I wasn't sure if you could hear me. Okay, I live down in Taylor's neck of the woods, and I cut the cord, and I've never, never, ever been happier. I simply there's a salon across the street.
Yeah.
That I go over there and get my head shaved because I'm basically bald, and I got their internet password. And so I get my internet for free.
Yeah. That's all I would need would be the internet. Larry,
to mooch off of somebody else, that's all you'd need?
I don't mind mooching off someone. If someone says, why can't you get free internet like you can get free coffee down there? I wish I could. If I can figure out a way to do it, I'll get it from the breakers. 844-500-4242. All right, back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.